أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. Then remember me and I will remember you, and be grateful to me and be not ungrateful towards me. On account of the magnanimous favors of Allah Ta'ala, you have been blessed with the Qibla and the Baytullah being your direction in prayer, and the blessings of having Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, to be your Rasul, then these are enormous favors. Then remember me as a token of gratitude, and I will remember you, and be grateful to my favors, and be not ungrateful. When we talk of dhikr, literally it means remembrance. And remembrance is the function of the mind, function of the heart. We say, I remembered this. So when we say remember, then this is an action of the heart. And the real zikr is supposed to be from the heart, from the mind. Though to support and to complement the heart, then we use the tongue. The tongue just conveys what is really in the heart. So the information and the thought is stored in the mind and then conveyed through the tongue. So the tongue is just the means that is conveying the information. Therefore, the poet says, Bar zuba tasbih wa bar dil gawkhar, ichuni tasbih ke khad zikr ke khad athar. On the tongue, you are taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, but the mind is filled with stray thoughts. Then how can such a dhikr have any effect? However, Abu Usman Nahdi rahmatullah alayhi says that the one that is being troubled and stormed with stray thoughts, he shouldn't become over concerned and forget Allah Ta'ala or disregard zikr. He should continue, and he should continue making zikr with this frame of mind that it is the blessings and the grace of Allah Ta'ala that he's allowed one limb of minds to be engaged in his remembrance. And who knows that with that feeling of gratitude, you're going to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one thing may lead to the other. The zikr that was just on your tongue will reach your mind, and that which was in your mind will reach up to your heart. So this will bring you to the real zikr, the real remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Then the second thing that is supposed to be noted is, when we talk of zikr, what do we really refer to? In other words, the conscience and the realization of the mind. Mind realizes, the individual realizes the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he's going to take the name of Allah Ta'ala, obviously with his majesty and with love, then with time one thing will lead to the other, and he will realize the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the very, very entry stage, or the entry level of zikr, where you realize the presence of Allah Ta'ala. When you've realized the presence of Allah Ta'ala with his majesty, with his glory, then it becomes difficult for you to do wrong. Therefore, the hadith says, the one that does not leave out wrong, really he isn't in zikr. When you not leave out disobeying Allah Ta'ala, don't restrain from disobedience, then really you aren't in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So this zikr, if you are constant in it, then it will take you to this point, that you will gain the presence, you will realize the presence of Allah Ta'ala, and realizing the presence of Allah Ta'ala will then create that ability to restrain from disobedience. So this is at the very entry level. Then the one that goes on remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner, more so ever in the company of the righteous individually, and he makes it a point to make dhikr and remember Allah ta'ala in the company of the righteous, then Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayhi says, then for him he's taken at a different level. Now Allah ta'ala removes all his concerns and all his worries, the agony that he's got, the grief and the pain that he goes through, and the worry and anxiety that overcomes him. He is freed of all this anxiety, worry and grief. And further to that, Allah Ta'ala will take care of all his needs and all his problems. Allah Ta'ala will give him a better reward and a better substitute than all his worries and concerns. Therefore the hadith says that the thing that is most effective in repulsing the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Obviously, must be done like this individually, also in the company of the righteous, then zikr is done, then Allah Ta'ala will make this, Allah Ta'ala says that this is the most effective thing in repelling the adab of Allah Ta'ala. And what else do you want? Allah Ta'ala himself says that I am with that person who remembers me, and whose tongue is moist in my remembrance. You remember him and you allow your tongue to be moist in his remembrance, then Allah Ta'ala says, I am with you. These are the different aspects of dhikr. And then the dhikr will bring you the true gratitude. Once you've got the presence of Allah Ta'ala at mind, at heart, then you will realize and you'll come to understand the amount of favors that you are not just living in, but you're drowning in the favors of Allah Ta'ala every second, every moment. Every thing that you are looking at, all will amount to the gratitude of Allah Ta'ala. The favors of Allah Ta'ala are raining and pouring upon you, and how grateful you need to be. With the shifting of the Kaaba, with the shifting of the Qibla towards the Baytullah, obviously the Muslims would have had to hear some type of comments that were going to be passed by the Jews and the Christians. Mawallahum an qiblatihim allati kanu alayha. Different types of criticisms and comments that are going to be passed by these unbelievers. So in the face of all these comments and criticisms, when they are speaking out against your religion, what are you supposed to be doing? So Allah Ta'ala says, seek assistance through patience and through salah. That we know what your mind goes through. We know about the feelings that you go through. When these people criticize, when they run you down, and when they insult you. But what are you supposed to be doing? You are supposed to be asking for help through patience and through salah. Patience, what does it refer to? Sabr, what does it refer to? Basically two things. One is self-restraint. You restrain yourself from becoming overwhelmed with circumstances. When you overcome with emotions, anger, etc., then you apply that self-restraint and you don't allow yourself to become a victim of circumstances. Rather, you apply that self-restraint and you stop yourself in the track. Similarly, if it is some temptation that is luring you and drawing you, then you apply the same self-restraint and you stop in your tracks. So this will require a little bit of effort at the beginning. You saw something and your heart and your mind is attracted, lured towards looking at it. But you know it's not right for you to look, so you closed your eyes. It's going to be difficult, it will take the toll on you, but with time, then this becomes easy. And in this manner, you gain the special help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the one element of sabr, that is you apply self-restraint. And the second element of sabr is constancy. Good deeds, righteousness mustn't be just seasonal, mustn't be just at the time of need. It must be a constant thing. All the time you are patient and you are applying self-restraint and you have got a consistent plan, It is not just a seasonal plan. It is not just a temporary plan. Rather, it is a permanent plan. For the one that is patient, Allah promises, يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, that Allah Ta'ala will grant you Jannat without reckoning. Your rewards, you're blessed with your rewards without reckoning. In this world, you gain respect and honor, that you have got the composure of mind, your thoughts are collected, are not scattered, and you're not running around in different directions, becoming uneasy and restless. Rather, Allah Ta'ala blesses you with composure at any given time, at the time of difficulty, at the time of happiness. At all times, Allah Ta'ala blesses you with that composure, that stability and firmness, no matter what the nature of the difficulty and problem be. But Allah Ta'ala grants you the type of stability and firmness in all situations. Mentally, you are sure right. Physically, you don't become restless and uneasy. Rather, you've got the composure of the mind, the soul, and the body. And the second thing that Allah Ta'ala asks us to do at the time that we are becoming overwhelmed with emotions. Emotions are having the better over us, and we are becoming irritable. We want to say something. So the first thing is to apply patience. And the second thing that we need to apply is to get into salah. Therefore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he used to be occupied with some concern and worry, then he would engage in namaz. Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, when his respected family, Hazrat Sarah radiyallahu anha, was taken away, he engaged in namaz, and as a result, the kafir king that had taken her away, he had become unconscious, he had began to suffer. Same, the hadith speaks about Juraij, and when people were leveling accusations against him that he has committed an act of indecency, he engaged in namaz, and immediately Allah Ta'ala's relief came to his rescue. Allah Ta'ala's assistance, special assistance came to his rescue. So these are the two things that Allah Ta'ala commands us to do at the time of trouble, problems, calamities, etc. One is to seek assistance through sabr, and the second is to seek assistance through salah. And he promises you that for this, then he will assist you, he will support you, grant you the composure of the mind, the calmness of the soul. And for all this, what is he going to give you? One is, he'll grant you Jannat without reckoning. And the second is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, Allah Ta'ala is with those who are patient. Then when you've got the support and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you, then what else do you require? He is with you, He is on your side, He is in front of you, He is above you, He has taken control of the situation, then what's the need for you to become overwhelmed with anxiety and worries? May Allah give us tawfiq.